Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
And good morning. This is Buddy Slowick at Super Talk Mississippi here at the MCEF studios. Their new name is Build Mississippi, and it's an initiative of the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. But Build Mississippi is really how they are going to be labeled from now on. And when you hear us talk about Build Mississippi, that is who we're talking about. Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Great, great foundation, great organization. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it from 10 till 12 every Saturday. And we try to put something in there that interests everybody somehow or other. I mean, even if you don't do maintenance to your house like you should, it's worth listening because maybe you're going to hire somebody to do that maintenance. But if you have some idea of what's supposed to be done, you'll do better in hiring people and getting people attracted to do the work that you want to get done at what's called what I would call a fair price. There are a lot of people out there doing a lot of type of work. An example I would like to give is, of course, from time to time, I sell windows and doors. I handle them. I make sure the measuring's right and the sizes are right. But I don't do the installation. I have a great crew that I always have used to do the installation of these particular windows, and they do it at a fair price. Is it cheap? No. To replace all the windows in your house is going to be somewhat costly, but there's a payback involved because all of a sudden your house becomes much more energy efficient. And in this day and age, I think everything is working towards making our homes more energy efficient. The thrust of this situation, of this conversation, is I quoted a man to do windows on all the windows in his house and had my crew price the installation of. And then we put that together and we sent him a quote. And about 3 days later, I got a call from him. And of course, I know him. And I said, well, how do we look? We're probably the most expensive, I would think. And he said, I have to tell you the truth, buddy. You're not even close to the most expensive. So come to find out, there are window companies out there that are putting in good windows. I wouldn't say they're putting them in 100% correctly. And then I would say that some companies, not all companies, but some companies are charging way too much for the product that is available. Now, my advice to most homeowners who want to change their windows in their house is the vinyl windows of today are really, I think they're superior to the normal type window that's out there. Now, I would stay away from the darker colors of vinyl windows because the darker color means the vinyl absorbs more heat. And even though the manufacturers are saying they're using a paint that sticks on the vinyl very well, it's still just a painted color in most cases on vinyl windows. So I would prefer just raw vinyl the way it is, either white or almond or some comes in gray. But most of them are just natural vinyl, and the color is through and through. And you don't have like a surface skim color coating on there. Well, on this particular job that I quoted a good brand of vinyl windows. Matter of fact, they're Quaker windows. Quaker is a very very good brand of window. They make spectacular windows in every type and every issue. Quaker does really well in making those windows. So we used Quaker vinyl windows. I used the highest grade of low E available. That's low E with a three silver linings in it, one on each side, one in the center, and then it's filled with argon gas, and the seals on the side of the window is also sealed, so that when you have low E, the highest grade of it, in a good vinyl window, you're just about home free. Now, the other, you're on third base. You want to get home yet. But you can't get there if those windows are not installed properly. That's the whole key to the... I mean, you can even take a lesser grade window. And if it's installed properly, it's still going to be much higher grade than what you've faced before. Much higher value, much higher energy efficiency. But when you start stepping into a better window, and a good quality product, and it's put in properly. And when I say put in properly, that means not only is the window put in, but there's tape around, an insulating tape around the outside of the window holding it to the sheathing. Or if it's going in brick, you can't do that, of course. But the window is always sealed on the inside with window and door foam, which is a spray foam, which is not very expensive. It doesn't expand like the regular foam does. It's made just for that purpose, for windows and door framing. And it really prevents air leakage and prevents all the situations that can happen when you're installing windows, particularly if those windows are not installed correctly. It's so important that the windows get installed correctly. Well, it ended up getting the job that I quoted. And, of course, I wasn't the cheapest, but I was far from the most expensive. But all of our pricing was fair. It was always, this is what the windows cost. There's no negotiating that price. That is the price, because I'm going to go with the best price I can to start with, always. And the same with the installer. He'll give a certain price for installing windows, and many times a customer will come back to us and say, can you do better? No. No. That's as low as we can go, and we don't play a game where we'll put, you know, $100 or $200 in it for the chance to come down $200. We don't do that at all. This is the number, this is the price, and this is what you'll get. And when we're done, it'll be a great job. And I think there'll be wonderful windows, and they'll be put in. I know they'll be put in correctly by the crew that I use. Very, very good. Very, very good. So I think new windows really can make a difference in your house, can make a difference in the efficiency. And as I said earlier, all of us are working towards making our house more efficient. And somehow or other, we're going to talk about that a good bit today. Nikki from Pure Air Consultant is going to be on the phone with us a little bit, and we're going to talk about what they do to make your home more efficient. Many different things, including heating and air units, which are, well, they've come a long way in the past few years as far as being able to work more efficiently and put out more heat and more air at a better efficiency value, if you will. A good company. Good company. But we'll have them on in a little while, and we'll talk about all that type of situation. Phone number's here, 888-808-8637. This is our SuperTalk call-in line. And our C Spire text line is 601-879-4395. On the other side of the glass, we've got who is that back there?
I'm hiding from you today.
Looks like Lance. How are you today, man?
I'm doing great. It's the end of a work week for me. Get to enjoy some garden mamaing and some handymaning.
Yeah.
And then I do a little baseball show and get to watch and listen to the Rebels. Hopefully win one. I very non-optimistic today. But the Dogs is playing well.
Who are they playing against?
Number one Arkansas.
Oh, not only number
one. A couple games only there number one. Haven't gone our way. And didn't have a good weekend last weekend. But yeah. State, Mississippi State is playing well. Won against Georgia last night. A good Georgia team.
Yeah, State's got a good team.
Well, and, they don't even have their ace in pitching. You know, Nate Dom, he hadn't even really played a role yet. He's been injured. So between Cal Stevens and Drangelo Cinchgi and And then I believe Holcomb and others, on the, they've just really done a good job. And I'll say this, if you're a State fan, go look at those statistics from last year. Look at the number of walks that that pitching staff allowed. And if you just didn't walk but half of those last year, that's a pretty good team with the offense and defense. Yeah. They're better this year offensively and defensively, and they've quit walking so many. They've really whittled it down. So the sky's the limit for the Dogs this year if they can keep playing like that.
Well, you won't be the only person in the state watching that game for sure, as well as all the people that are going to it.
Oh, man. That, you know, and being in Central Mississippi, Starkville's just a hop, skip, and jump from here.
Well, it is just practically from anywhere. I mean, you know, you start talking about maybe it's a little longer from the coast than most places.
I can't remember if they're on the road or, you know, if they're at Georgia this weekend or not. I'll have to look.
Well, I hope they're.
Yeah, my brain is.
No, Starkville is a nice place.
Starkville is. It got rated something great recently. I remember that.
Yeah.
And so keep doing the good work.
Really.
And Hattiesburg looks amazing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, two of the great college towns in Mississippi. You have William Carey down there. And I always love going to the Delta and going to Cleveland, too. So, I mean, there's some beautiful towns.
There is.
With some of our colleges in them.
And I noticed you didn't say Oxford.
Well, you know, I mean, Oxford. I don't like being a homer for Oxford or something. Everybody knows about
it. It is one of the most beautiful. Yeah, it is a beautiful town as well.
And I think it gets plenty of PR sometimes.
It does.
You know, Hattiesburg, Starkville, the coast, which seems like a foreign country sometimes. But the coast is amazing.
It's so different than the rest of Mississippi.
Yeah, and so is the, you know, northern, northeastern Mississippi.
Indeed.
It's just a lot of interesting, different demographics of people that are all Mississippians and have their very distinct kind of not – little subcultures.
Yeah.
You know, there's little niches of things that are really neat and cool. And it's so nice to get to do this on Saturday with both you and Garden Mama because we get to cover the state with unique things.
All kinds of stuff.
And you never know. You may get somebody out off the back 40 in California.
Really?
They go, man, I'm listening to you. I'm like, well, thank you. This is really cool.
While we're kicking around sports a little bit, I thought it would be fair to mention Caitlin Clark. I think Taylor Swift better look out because Caitlin's going to take over as being the queen of this world pretty soon.
Very well could be. I mean, you know, what a class act.
She won last night.
Yeah, what a class act. What a great player.
Really.
Done a lot to bring attention to a sport that's been growing and a lot of talented individuals out there playing. So, man, it's
there
it's,
really is some talented.
I
watched that game last night and I was amazed at how they moved the ball and how quickly they were in position and how quickly they're just darn good to watch.
Very good.
Fun to watch. And I think that she is really a driving force to make this girls' basketball more interesting and actually more available to us through the media.
Well, I'm one of those that I like to see things be able to stand on their own and not need that subsidy of money coming from here and putting it over there. And for so long, football has been that dominant,
it's
money-making, cash cow.
Good word, dominant.
And I think it's nice to see, to me, watching baseball, some programs have started breaking even and making a little money.
Yeah.
You're seeing that through the coverage on sports with ESPN, SEC Network. You'll be adding teams to the league with Texas and Oklahoma. It's great to see the crowds at the ladies' events you know, tickets cost money and drinks cost money and parking space. So it's nice to see people being there and also having that opportunity to watch them on television where you can expand into places where folks don't get to go to the game.
Yeah,
so it's nice to see that, you know, the success is there. And Ole Miss has had – I want to give Coach Yeo a lot of credit. She's had a great run so far and glad to have her. And Mississippi State basketball on the women's side is always fun to watch. So Southern Miss has had some good teams. But, you know, it's fun to see those things, to me, grow.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know,
too.
And there be a great respect for those that are working so hard out there to perform and put a good product out there. They're conscientious of that. They want to be good and impress you.
My question is, how do those – a person like Caitlin or anybody who's on a team that is playing at that level – how do they go to school and learn anything? Because there's so much focus on that game.
It's different today than when I was playing, say, baseball, that you didn't have social media. You didn't have access to so much scouting, either on you or on the other team. It was a lot of feeling things out as you go. Not necessarily the best way to build a house or to lay a foundation. You didn't really have all the pieces you needed to – do the scout. So it's very different today. Then you add the layer of the money and the NIL and the opportunity for not just, say, a football player to get paid a little bit for the effort. But I think you're seeing that it's going to be a different model.
Yeah.
You know, the old student athlete, you're in this moment now where it's just a mushroom cloud of chaos and change.
Yeah.
And, you know, life is change. But I think the pendulum swings, as we mentioned, and you're really far off to one side now, and it'll swing back. So it's going to be really fun to be the people like Caitlin Clark in this environment,
because
you do get, for the first time, I think, great focus, freedom, the opportunity to market yourself
and your team.
And your team and the byproducts of that.
And your state, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. So it's really cool to see all that. But again, who knows how it'll be in 3 years, but this is that moment in time where change has happened, and you either embrace it or you go, I don't like it. Off my yard.
I would dare say that a lot of people really didn't even know where Iowa was before this.
Again, and the greatest player across sports in basketball, the ladies and men's, is scoring in history. Ooh. So, you know, those things are just amazing, remarkable accomplishments. Amazing. And she scores at a high level every game.
Yep.
I mean, and she's 40 points a game. And
didn't do so well in the first half last night, but
all
of a sudden she woke up and they won the game. That's what counts, is they won the game. I enjoy
it. If that's your team, that's what counts. Well, you're the other team.
I mean, you know, Mississippi State's not in there and Ole Miss is not in there, so yeah, that's my team.
Do you have did you do a bracket or did you?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
I just enjoy kind of not caring enough to watch it and go, oh, okay, I hope the best team wins.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the best team today wins.
There's and yes, are they offered and can I get involved in them? Sure, there's tons of them around in every sport, but I don't get involved in any of them. I don't do any of that. But at any rate,
but it is fun. Did you have you caught any of the Final Fours? And because the ladies yesterday, today will be the Final Four for the guys.
And who's playing today?
And you caught me there. I didn't have my ESPN up, but I know you have. UConn is in.
UConn is always.
Alabama, I believe, is in there.
UConn is always in.
Yeah, and then so I'll get that. I'll pull it up in the break.
I will talk to you in a little while about that. All right. Last week, I had a long conversation with a gentleman, Ron, who called. Where's Ron from? Do you have that information? I don't. Ron called last week. But Ron is a gentleman who's been involved in the construction industry his whole life. Sounds like he's semi-retired now, but he's still a very busy person. But you hear me talk a lot about how the construction industry can be such a good place to be and a good place to grow. Well, Ron is a good example of the reason why. And we'll talk about that after I end up talking to Nikki for a little while. We'll take a short break. You listen to Super Talk Mississippi, buddy, at the Build at Mississippi Studios here in Jackson. And be right back.
Yeah. Trying to keep her out of sight. She can sail it through the alley.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. Mississippi is my home. I've been all over the state and seen just about all there is to see. As a native, joining Farm Bureau was a no-brainer. They're there when I need them, with competitive rates and exceptional customer service. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I bought the law and law one.
I need you.
Back in my college days, we were in a group playing at a club in New Hampshire, and we played with the Bobby Fuller Four, who had just had a hit with I Fought the Law and Law One. It was so fun to play with them. We had a good time. We got to know them really well, and ended up taking our pictures left and right and taking them back to their agent, and we ended up taking their pictures because that was Bobby Fuller Four. And then not too long later, he was found deceased in his automobile. Bobby Fuller was. What a shame. All right, we've got on the phone with us Nikki from Pure Air Consultants. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so well. A wonderful morning this morning. And in the heating and air business, it just is a fact that the whole industry has been working towards more efficiency over the past few years, and they've done very well in creating units to do that as far as your unit that creates your heating and air unit, and particularly when you go to the better brand names, you get really the better efficiency ratings, and all of that is well and good, but from that beautifully designed, well-built system, the air that it creates, warm or cool, needs to get into your envelope, into your living space. And to get there, it's carried through your ducts. And that's where a lot of people tend to lose a lot of heating and air. I think it's a national average that I forgot the percentage, but they say nationally so much heating and air goes out just to the ozones from poor duct installation. But what are people supposed to do about that, Nikki?
Well, there are lots of things you can do. We actually have a new product that we are using. It's a new process, actually, that we're using. It's called Aero Sealing. And there's a video that you can watch if you go to our website and you go under duct cleaning and you scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a video, and it says, PBS Ask This Old House featuring Aero Seal Duct Sealing. And it's just a little six-minute video you can watch on the process of how we do it. But it is a pretty simple process. It is time-consuming. We do have to come to your home first to do preliminary measuring and assessment of your duct system.
Right.
But it's basically a method of sealing your ductwork from the inside using this hot polymer glue. So we bring in this machine, it connects to one of your ducts, and we have these clear plastic tubings that, all the registers are sealed off and isolated from the equipment. Once connected, the aerosol machine uses a fan and a heater and a manometer to pressurize the ductwork and spray this glue throughout the ducts. And the ingredients of the glue is commonly found in pacifiers and chewing gum. So it's non-toxic.
Good.
But the glue adheres to the cracks and any small openings in your ductwork, sealing the ductwork from the inside. So it's a really cool process, and it finds all those little cracks that, you know, aren't really visible to the naked eye that air is escaping through, because air can escape through the smallest of places. So it is an amazing process, and there's actually rebates available to you through a lot of the energy companies. There are some federal rebates available for you for this process as well. So, I mean, it's an amazing process. It can reduce the dust in your home, improve your heating and cooling performance, improve your comfort levels, lower your energy bills. So it just brings just a plethora of great things for your comfort level and just for your overall home and the health of your home.
So what I'm hearing is not only nowadays do we have better units to provide this cooling and heated air, but we also have a better system to deliver them to where they belong, a system that is more foolproof.
Yes, absolutely. And you just don't know. Even brand new homes have leakage in their duct system.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's every home has duct leaks.
Yeah.
There's no way for, you know, a human to go in there and seal every little place. It's just, it's hard to get every small little piece sealed. Of course, everybody tries, and I'm not saying that contractors aren't doing a good job. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Right.
It's just hard to get every small place sealed.
Sure.
A lot of the places are in, between floors. You may have ductwork that's been in the same place, and it might be, between the floors where over time it's come loose, or maybe it's lost its seal. Things like that, the return's not sealed properly. We do have to do an evaluation on it first. If there's larger gaps or holes, those places need to be fixed first, because we do have to make sure we have the larger gaps repaired before we can go in with this glue. But we can take care of that for you.
A number of questions I have. Imagine I have questions, but at any rate, I do. Is this process, AeroSeal, available in new construction as well as retrofit?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So it can, yes. In other words, well, when you put it in and you have it in, a contractor says, let's do this because I want the absolute most efficient unit I can get. Does that mean the ducts still have to be sealed on the outside?
Yes, you do still need them sealed on the outside as well, because you have to have them insulated.
Okay.
So you do still have to insulate them on the outside. But this is just sealing them for all of the cracks and the seal. You still have to seal the joints.
Okay.
It's not,
okay.
You still have to use the duct seal to seal those joints.
In other words, AeroSeal is not an insulator. It's just a solid surface where the air can go all the way through.
That is correct. It's just going to find all of those small areas where places were missed.
Yeah, and folks, if you don't think those little small places can make a big deal, take your garden hose and let a small hole get in it and see how long it takes before all of a sudden it's not you're not getting the pressure you wish you had.
Exactly.
It's the same kind of deal. That hole is going to get nothing but worse, and other holes are going to be created. And if you've had one hole, there's a pretty good chance you're going to have others as well. So it's a process, but it really does work, and it's relatively – how long has it been around, Nikki?
We have just recently started the process. I'm not sure, honestly, how long they have been using the AeroSeal method. I can't answer that question.
That's all right. To me, it's like brand new, and I'm sure to a lot of the listeners out there, it's a new process as well.
And it's brand new to us. I mean, we have just recently started this, and we did two of our systems at our office.
Wow.
And we went from, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like 30% to 40% leakage on our duct system.
Wow.
And we went down to like 16%, I think, or less than 10%. I can't remember exactly what it was. But, I mean, it was like we had a huge drop.
When you go to somebody's house to do an evaluation for this type system, at that point in time, can you tell what kind of leakage they're having with their duct situation and their air return situation?
Well, you can't really tell the amount of the leakage until you do get all the equipment hooked up.
Uh-huh.
But what we do on the evaluation is we go out and we count how many returns they have, how many, supply grills they have, how many duct lines they have, so that we know how many materials to bring when we come to do the, set everything up.
Right.
Because you do have to have, so many feet of the clear plastic tubing. You have to have so much of the glue, depending on the size of the duct system. So we're really doing the evaluation to check for those larger places that we need to repair ahead of time.
Yeah.
We're looking for those things. So you don't really know what the leakage is until you get into the process, until you set up the equipment, until you get everything hooked up. And like I said, until you watch the video, it's pretty mind-blowing when you watch the video and you see the whole process and you see start to finish kind of what they start at with the duct leakage and when they finish.
Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing process. It really is.
Well, I think it's important that people do watch the video, because describing it with words on the radio, or it's hard to make people understand how really it can be helpful for you so much. Matter of fact, you said it earlier, it can really purify the air in your house so much more than it is right now, because, again, the national average is the inside air is so much more polluted than the outside air. But with this Aero system, that is reduced a great deal.
Right, it is. And, you know, if you have leakage on your return, you could be pulling attic air, you know, and putting it in your home, which is, you know, totally unfiltered air, you know, which, you know, if you've ever been in your attic, you know how disgusting attic are.
Really?
Nobody wants to hang out in their attic.
No, particularly in the hot summer days. It gets worse up there then. It sounds like a good system, and it really does sound like a great system. And I just urge the people to go to your website and check out the video down at the bottom. If we can make the HVAC units, like, what are they, up to 13 or 14 SEER now? 14 SEER?
Oh, well, the 14.2 is the minimum efficiency. I mean, you know, they go up, you know, into the 20s now as far as the higher efficiencies go.
But if you have even a 18 or 20 SEER unit and you have ducts that are leaking, you're just losing efficiency of
oh, yes. Home.
In other words,
absolutely.
There's just, it's great that you've got a great SEER unit in there, but you want to make sure that stuff is creating the air that gets into your living envelope as well. And that's so, so important. People just don't
realize.
It
really is.
All right. Another thing I want to talk about a little bit is service and service contracts. People don't seem to have a grasp on the understanding of how important that is and how that also can increase the efficiency of your unit.
Yes. So you should always have your system serviced twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. You need to make sure to have your cooling system serviced in the spring before you start running your air conditioner full time. We check things like your drain lines to make sure, you know, your drain lines are clear. We check your condenser coils to make sure your condenser coils are clean so that when you start running your unit, you know, your compressor can breathe and it's going to be running efficiently for you. In the fall, it's hard for me to talk about fall right now. In the fall, we come out and clean your heating components, make sure, you know, your burners are clean, your heat exchangers clean. You don't want to let that rust sit in your heat exchanger. That's what causes the holes and cracks in your heat exchanger. You just let that sit there for so long, it could cause carbon monoxide leaks. So you want to make sure you have your system serviced twice a year. I tell everybody, and I know I've said this a million times on this show, it's just like maintenance on your car. You cannot expect a car to last you for many years if you never change the oil, if you never rotate your tires. It's the same thing with your heating and air conditioner. You have to keep it serviced and maintained.
I think generally speaking, people have gotten a pretty good handle on taking care of their vehicle and getting the oil changed and tires and all and brakes and all that. And people are getting better at doing that. But somehow or other, the HVAC system doesn't get the same kind of thought.
Well, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
You don't get in it to drive it every day. But, you know, you run your air conditioner more than you run your vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So if you think about it like that, it really requires more attention than your car does a lot of times because it runs more than your vehicle does.
Right. So
most people.
But if you get the work done to it that is recommended that you get done to it on a regular basis, like the maintenance and maybe even Aero cleans is so. I mean, Aero Seal is so such a good system. It sounds like that you're really going to get the total efficient or the most efficiency from you possibly can, which is so important.
Yeah.
Which is so important because, you know. It's no good not have a good unit and not get the efficiency from it. Nikki, can you stick around for a few minutes? I want to get your number out and talk to you a little bit more.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Handyman Show at the Buildmore Studios here in Jackson. That's the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. We'll be back in just a few minutes, so don't go away. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner, weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi, and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
If you have a vehicle,
all right, back again, Handyman Show, listening to great stuff. Thanks, Lance. Like it. I really do. All right. We've got Nikki from Pura Consultants on the phone with us, and we're talking to Nikki. Nikki, before we get too far down the road, I don't know how to bring this up, but I've got a recent text in that somebody asked about the average cost. And I don't know. A lot of times I won't discuss cost on the air because everything's different. But my evaluation of that is it's worth doing, but it's a lot like crawl space ceiling. It took years for that to catch on, for people to realize how really important that is to do. And I think with AeroSeal, the same sort of thing is going to be happening. It's not going to catch on quite as quickly as we'd like it to. What do you think about that, Nikki?
Yeah, I think it's going to take some time to catch on. I mean, it is super important, but we all tend to want to spend money on the things that we see.
Right. Yes.
That others see that make things prettier.
Right. That's why it's hard for you to sell something that people can't see.
Right. Right. You know, the crawl spaces, the attics. You know,
exactly.
It's so hard. The cost on this, it really depends. It really depends on what all is needed. So that's
right.
When we have to come out and do the evaluation. So for me to give a cost, it really there's so many variables.
Yeah.
So I really can't do that without us coming out first and looking at the system. And I'm really sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I don't discuss cost a lot on the air about what a particular item costs, because I don't think that relates. I think service and the way you treat a person relates so very, very much. I think that's so very important. And you guys are so good at doing that.
I got the video loaded up that Nikki recommended. Ask This Old House, PBS Aero.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's up there running, and it's just going to go through the 6 minutes while y'all talk. Heads up.
Oh, awesome.
Good.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah. We've got,
my pleasure. Thanks for the heads up on that, Nikki.
See, Nikki, if you had us on streaming, you'd know it. Because we are streaming. But the good news is the rest of the week, anytime during the week, you'd be able to pull this up and see that whole situation again on the air. Oh. So it is
important. So if anybody's looking for that, it'll be the last segment of the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And that will have the whole six-minute video in there. Won't have the audio, but you can go look on YouTube and find that. And the title of that is she was head on. It was PBS Ask This Old House featuring aerosol duct sealing. And it is right where she said it was on their website.
So. It is. And if you're dealing with anything with this old house, it's okay. It's going to be good stuff. Yeah. That's for sure.
And if you go to our website, and you go to duct cleaning, there's a duct cleaning tab. If you go to the duct cleaning tab, you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see that video, and it's got audio and everything. You can just click on that and watch it, and then you can see all the other services that we offer, duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, all of our services, too. So please feel free to go to our website, and that is mypureairconsultants.com.
Very good. I think it's important that people do. And how do people get in touch with you or with Pure Air Consultants?
Okay. They can reach out to us through our website, mypureairconsultants.com, or they can call us at 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420.
All right. And any questions that you have, Pure Air Consultants is not only a great company as far as the products they sell, but the way they just kind of, I don't know, wrap their arms around customers and make customers feel comfortable. They're very good at that. They care very much about customer service, and not just the people in the office, but the people that will come to your house to work on your unit. I had somebody at my house the other day working on my unit from Pure Air Consultants, and the man was so helpful and seemed so knowledgeable. And you know me, the first thing I say to anybody that's going to work on my house is, you don't mind me following you around and watching you, do you? And they have to get used to me looking over their shoulder because I want to learn something, and I want to see what they're doing. But I said, come on. And he showed me some things I didn't know, and it was just great. Great company, really. A good company. Again, give that phone number again, Nikki.
Sure. It's 601-939-7420.
All right. Anything else you'd like to... One other thing I want to ask you. To an evaluation on a home for a aero seal system, is there a charge involved in that?
No, not at all. If you just give us a call, we come out. It's a free estimate for us to come out and evaluate your system and see, you know, what it would take for us to provide this service for you, and then we will provide you with a written quote.
Okay,
while we're there, we can also look at your duct system, and if it needs to have a cleaning while we're there, we can also quote you on duct cleaning. A lot of times, before we can seal it, if it is an older system, we might recommend cleaning it because, you know, if it's not a clean, the ducts are not clean. When we shoot that glue in there, we may have a big mess on our hands.
Yeah.
So we may have to also quote duct cleaning at the same time if it is an older system and has a lot of debris in your duct system. So that may be something that we have to look at. And that's another reason we need to look ahead of time as well. Because if you've had a lot of breaks in your duct system, there's a great chance that you have a lot of debris in
right.
your duct system.
Oh, for sure. And that all the air that you're breathing is going through that debris and carrying some of it with you into your house and into your lungs.
And onto your evaporator coil and your drain lines, you know, everywhere.
Yeah, and creating more damage than you can even imagine. So it's really a good idea to get those cleaned out as well as they can. But, yeah, Nikki, I appreciate the time you spent with us. Pure Air Consultants is not only a great service company, but, again, if you need a new heating and air unit, there's no better person or no better company to call than Pure Air Consultants. They work quickly, they work efficiently, and they treat customers very, very well, and they solve problems. If you have a problem with something that went on with some of their work, you'll only have to call one time. You're not going to have to pester them to get out there and find out what's going on. They'll be there in a heartbeat. But that doesn't happen very often. That's just something that you need to know about. But I appreciate the time you spoke with us here, Nikki, and thank you very much. Pure Air Consultants.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I hope more people give you a call about this AeroSeal because it's important.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. All right. Imperial Consultants, great company. It really is a good company. It does a lot of, they do an awful lot of business quietly, and not only residential, but commercial as well. So a great company, and just proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. Do a good job. Pure Consultants. Proud to have them on board. All right. Texts that have come in. Let's see. Had an HVAC air handler installed our former house, and it was installed in 84 when the house was built. It's still working just fine when we sold the house in 2020, 36 years later. About every 6 months, I crawled under the air handler and vacuumed the bottom side of the coils using a soft brush. AC guy said if everybody did that, less and less service work would be required. Well, good comment. We appreciate that. We appreciate you sending that to us, and we'll take a short break. We're going to come into Fox National News and local news, and then we'll be back with more. And we're coming back with a music segment, too, at the Rock and Roll Handyman Show from Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is it?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear
Welcome back to the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and this is the music segment. Before we get to the music segment, I have to answer Terry Marshall's question quickly. Marshall asked a question about, I think we're talking about AeroSeal, and his question was quite simply, what's the return value? Because it's nice to have that included into your house, but what is the resale point? I don't think the resale point of putting AeroSeal in your house is really the thrust of the idea of why you want to put one in, because I'm not sure there'll be a whole lot of increase in the value of your home. However, the living comfort and the living safety of the air in your home is much safer to breathe. Now, whether you can sell that or not, it could upgrade the price of your home. But basically speaking, you should enjoy the most pure, clean air you can at that time.
And did I not hear correctly state that it reduced leakage as well? Bill would be affected.
Your power bill is affected. To increase like 40%, wow, your power bill is going to go way down. So I hope that answers your question. Does it add to the resale of your home? No, I don't think so. Or if it does, it's not enough to really notify. All right, let's get to some music. Took a while, but we finally got there. Well, kind of strange today. I start kind of thinking about music segments on Sunday and usually about throw out two or three and say, that idea is just lame. And I started one about parks this weekend and said, I'm going to do a whole segment on parks. And I said, Well, I did most of a segment on parks. The first song is not about parks. It's about what the weather has to be like to go to the parks. So what we're going to listen to is the Rascals. And the Rascals, they used to be the Young Rascals. Felix Cavalier, Gene Cornish, and Eddie Brigati, and Dino Danelli were the Rascals, who had many, many great songs. But one song that really stuck out was did so well. It's called It's a Beautiful Morning, done in 1968 by the Rascals. Listen to it. Great song.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. And just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me. Stay inside. If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
It's a beautiful morning. I was a big Rascals fan and still a big Rascals fan. I think Felix Cavalier and really did extremely great things, and that was one of their better, good songs as well. Used to do a lot of Rascals songs in the groups that were in, a lot of great tunes. Well, now we're going to parks. Let's go to the park. And I really can't think of a better way to go to the park than have somebody like Chicago take me to the park, because I've seen Chicago a number of times. Chicago began as the Chicago Transit Authority in 1967, and since then they've had 38 albums. And after the death of Terry Kath, who shot himself with what was supposed to be what he thought was an unloaded gun, and ended up Chicago almost decided to break up and just give it up. It's not worth going on. But one of their really good friends was Doc Severinsen from The Tonight Show. And Severinsen encouraged them to continue. And after a good bit of talking, they decided they would continue. And it's amazing that here they were formed in 1967, and still people are going to see Chicago in this day and age. We did just recently here in Jackson have Chicago. Amazing. And I've seen them at Thalia Mara Hall probably twice. They're a great band. Hey, I think we should listen to Saturday in the Park, because you know what? It's Saturday, and a lot of people are going to be in the park today. So Saturday in the Park, Chicago.
Was the 4th of July.
guitar. Yeah. Well, that song was inspired by Robert Lamb, who was a keyboard player for Chicago, was walking through the park and had the inspiration to write a song about Saturday in the park. Because when you go to any big city, just a huge metropolitan area, there's always a center park. Like New York City has Central Park. Boston has the Commons. Atlanta has its own park. Chicago has its own. Every big city has a park of some kind or other. And that's amazing. That's amazing. I think parks are just wonderful places and wonderful places to get away from the world. Well,
I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Olmsted, I think, is the fellow that did several of the parks in the Northeast, like New York and Boston and Chicago.
Yes.
I don't think his name's Frederick, but it's Olmsted. But he's the best. I mean, that guy, wherever he went and created parks, they are amazing.
He was the park creator.
He's the park guy.
And he made people realize that parks belong in cities, and they're not only good for the environment in the cities, but they're also a great place for people who are surrounded by concrete their entire life to go out to touch something green and touch a tree. So it really does work. Well, back in the 60s, in England, people used to hang around parks and just go to the parks and just do their thing. And a group called Small Faces, Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane, a big part of what they were doing, Small Faces, did a song about a park called, the park is actually called Valentine's Park, and it's in the suburbs of England, of London. But the people who went there said they were always getting bit by wasps and bugs of every kind, and so they ended up calling it Ichiku Park, and the name stuck. So Ichiku Park is what the Small Faces think of a park. So let's listen to Ichiku Park and what they were doing back in 1967.
The bridge of sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Guitar, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now.
What will you do? I don't know. I was thinking about Ichiku Park. Ichiku Park was a big hit for them, of course, the Small Faces. And they broke up, and then they reformed. And when they were putting themselves back together, Ronnie Wood joined them, Rod Stewart joined them, and they were both, Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart, would form the Jeff Beck Band. Jeff Beck didn't join them, but and then from that came Humble Pie, and of course Ronnie Wood went to the Rolling Stones, and there's quite a history behind Small Faces, a lot to talk about, but we're not going to get into that a whole lot. Another group that impresses me because they've done so many songs and so many type of music. When I was playing a lot, I did a lot of the Doobie Brothers songs, and one song that really fits what we're talking about is something they did in about, oh, I would say 70, something like that. No, it was later than that. It was later than that, around 74, 75. They did another Park Another Sunday, the Doobie Brothers, and a whole bunch of other songs. But let's listen to Another Park Another Sunday by the Doobies.
The city of the road,
I mean, how many people are going to the park today? It's countless, countless. Unfortunately, I won't be there. You have to go without me. And that's just the way that goes. Doobie Brothers, amazing people were in the Doobie Brothers from time to time. Skunk Baxter, who's a great guitar, actually studio quality guitar player, played with them from 74 to 79 with the Doobie Brothers. And then they enlisted Michael McDonald to play with them. But some of their great songs, and some songs that I've played, like Listen to the Music, Long Train Running, and China Grove, and Rocking Down the Highway, these are all... The list of songs that the Doobie Brothers did is so long and so unbelievable that I'm sure that anybody who went to their show just recently just really, really, really enjoyed it. Doobie Brothers did a great job. Always enjoyed having them around. Well, Lance, what you got up your sleeve today?
Well, on the out, I did a, because it was Saturday and you were doing the day at the park. So
right.
I figured I would throw in a little meatloaf, Mr. Michael Lee a day. And it'll be the whatever happened to Saturday night. Because after
really?
After the park and having a big day in the sun,
yeah.
You know, some people may go do something. Not me. And whatever happened to Saturday night, I work.
Where's my couch?
Where's the couch? That's what happened to Saturday night. But no, I love, yeah, we don't get the chance to hear enough meatloaf in this world.
We really don't.
And his story's so cool, too. I mean, you know, known as Meatloaf, obviously, but yeah. Michael Lee a day. But one of the better stories is, you know, he was in Hair. That's where he got his start, the musical. He started with his sidekick there.
Give me a head with Hair.
Yeah,
long,
yeah.
Long,
yeah. So,
beautiful hair.
So, you know, his mother died of cancer when he was 19. His dad barely missed stabbing him with a knife, thinking, getting on him because he thought he had girls in the room. And so he ended up taking the inheritance to... from the insurance policy and moving to Dallas and then eventually to L.A. But during the time in Dallas, he basically isolated himself in his bedroom for about 3 months.
Right.
And, you know, finally a friend found him, and he ended up getting up and heading to L.A. But he did that. He gained like 60 pounds or something just to avoid getting drafted.
Wow.
So he could intentionally fail his physical.
Yeah.
You think about it. I mean, without that event,
right.
What would have happened to the future Meatloaf? There's no telling. So.
And really, just saying Meatloaf is, it's hard to understand how much he really impacted
yes.
music and how impact it really did have a major impact on the music of this.
And then as an actor, you know, he passed away in 2022,
right.
If I remember. Yeah, 2022. But, I mean, I liked him not only as a musician, but his story. And then jumping across, you know, to another medium in movies, I found it
sure.
to be fascinating.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got some meatloaf lined up for us?
Well, it'll come out here on the out bumper. We got about 15 or 20 seconds. But, yeah, that, you know, that was the one I wanted to I think he wasn't very tall, if I remember. But, you know, back in when he was youthful, he was like 5'2", about 250 pounds.
Right.
He did play defensive tackle.
Really?
In college.
Oh, I didn't know
did.
That.
And I'm trying to remember. I think he ended up at North Texas, if I remember the story correctly. But,
yeah
he was a football guy, you know. So, yeah, he very talented individual, obviously.
Very talented.
So here we go. We got our out starting now.
So. Let's take off and see what happens.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it. We're just getting to the bottom of this. Gallo. Every single morning from 6 till 9. Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
That's the big man playing horn. All right. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bill Moore Studios here in Jackson. That's what Bill Mississippi is really what I should say is Bill Mississippi, not Bill Moore. Bill Mississippi, that's who we are. And it is an initiative of the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, which we'll pick up and talk about in a few minutes. But right now we're going to the phones. Number's 888-808-8637. Going to talk to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Good morning, Lance. Glad to get on the show to ask the question. In Iowa, a high wind area and possible tornadoes as well, but definitely high wind, and you can get blown over walking. Wanting to get a roof completely redone back to the roof deck. Two questions, and or whatever else you could add on to it. Is there any difference between the different types of asphalt shingles from the different manufacturers, like GAF or Owens Corning or CertainTeed? And then the second part is I'm really challenged to find a roofer that talks like the manufacturers talk. One example is in this area they should be putting drip edge on gable end roofs.
Yes.
And they don't want to put it on the gable end roofs. They just want to charge a lot more for that. And that's just one example. So I'm trying to, you know, draw on or rest on your shoulders or something like that and say, how in blazes does somebody find the roofer that's really going to do what the manufacturer says for a high wind area and do a good install for a high wind area?
All right. Let me try to answer some of these questions. First off, roofing brands. Is there a difference between them? I believe as long as you stay with a good brand name like Owens Corning or GAF or CertainTeed or I don't care, you name any of those that are big names that people are aware of, you're going to be okay and get the same quality of shingle that you will from any of those. But to go to a lesser known brand or a brand that has not had as much play as those have, I think it may be a little less expensive, but there's probably a reason why it is. So I would stay with a brand name, and I think that's the most important thing. They're all about equal, and they all pretty much give a lifetime warranty. Now, as far as wind damage is concerned, I think that has an awful lot to do more with the installation of the particular shingle than the particular shingle. And to find an installer who you can communicate with and who will do everything the way it's supposed to be done, I won't say that doesn't exist, but that's a hard person to find, 'cause this is the way I feel about roof installations. There's a team that installs the roof and is supposed to do a good job and know how to do a good job using ice and water shield where it belongs, using drip edge where it belongs, using all the things. But a lot of that is not going to happen unless there's somebody on the job watching them all the time they work. And that means maybe it's a job manager, maybe it's somebody who's not going to do some work, but just be there to make sure they do the work correctly. I think the work must be done correctly. And it states on every shingle package that architectural shingles, which is the upper grade of shingles, needs five staples in this or five nails in each shingle. And that's not always done. And when that's not always done, that's where you're going to run into wind problems.
Right. Thank you for that. Okay, thank you for those insights. And also thank you for saying that about roofers. Thank you for those comments. It's really like with the winds getting worse and the storms
right.
getting worse.
Right.
Thank you for your very good insights and comments. I don't know how to diplomatically talk to a roofer to get a third person or whatever, a neutral party or somebody on the ground watching.
Right.
So somebody, and I'll just, pardon me for saying this, being offended. You know, and they're saying, hey, we've always done it this way. You know, don't tell us what to do and ignore the fact that the weather's changing and the storms are more severe. So you made really good comments. I just don't know where to go with it.
Yeah, it's a matter of you've got to understand that you are the boss of this job. That's all there is to it. So, in other words, if you suggest or you question something, nobody who is doing the work has a right to question that or to say, this is the way we've always done it. We're not going to do it the way you think we should. You don't need that kind of company on your property. You need somebody who will talk to you or a roofing crew that will stop right where they are and call their manager or call their job assistant and talk to him. And he or she should be on the job anyway. I really do feel that's very, very important to have a supervisor on the job 24/7.
If I may take another moment of your time, I think you've got some really subtle, interesting ideas going there, so I'm going to percolate on that. But what I'm also picking up is that if I'm talking to the owner, and I'm trying to be diplomatic about it, is somehow that is the, you know, is the owner coming by, like, I'll just say what I would say, and this isn't diplomatic necessarily, is the owner going to be coming by to check in case they overlook something? I don't know how else to say it without offense. Again, you know, he made a good point. I should find a roofing company where I can just plainly speak my mind and not look at like some shrimpy little owner that who can they take to the cleaners because now they're going to do the whole roof and they're going to make a lot of money off of me. Pardon me for saying that.
Right, but they are. And a lot of, there's
well,
a
there,
lot.
There's the point. There's the point. You said it, Lance.
There's a lot of roofing companies out there that want just to do that. They want to do the work and walk away. And when they do, the roof's going to look good. First time you have a windy, windy day, you're going to have trouble.
Well, there's that, and then I find out more and more fine points when I read over the warranties from the manufacturers, and then when I read over how the manufacturer wants things done that they're not even talking about. And if I hadn't talked at length to the manufacturer and read over the warranty, I wouldn't know. An example is they wanted to install shingles, do the new roof in December, and then I said, well, isn't that kind of below 40 degrees? Well, no, they can still do it. I said, well, would that wreck your good work? Oh, it could wreck our good work. They caught on to that point when I put it that their good work would be wrecked, but not that it was below 40 degrees and that the manufacturer said, do not install below 40 degrees.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how few people, but not very many people read the installation instructions on a package of roofing, but there's so much information to be had by reading that and understanding that. And again, if a super is not on the job, how can you tell that there's five shingles under a nail? You can't. There's no way you can tell. But that's what a super's job is to do, is to make sure that it's done correctly.
Well, and the other side of that, too, is you may have to buy a new set of tires if you don't have somebody that knows what they're doing, also cleaning up their mess afterwards, you know, the nails everywhere.
Oh,
so, yeah, so, you know, pay attention to that as well, Rachel.
Pardon me for saying this. If they're sloppy and less caring in one part, they'll be sloppy and caring for the whole thing.
That's my point.
You got it. That's it. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't want to take up more of your time. I can hear how much you guys care about what you do, and it's a wonderful show. I'm going to percolate on those good points, and I'm going to ask for a super. I can ask, and they don't get the business. I can ask. They want an outrageous amount for a new roof. Okay, I can ask for that. Who's the supervisor on site? Okay, that there, and then the shingles and that. Okay, and then could I also, I mean, can I also ask that, can they certify that they met manufacturer's instructions for five nails per shingle for a high wind area? Can I say that?
Oh, I would definitely say that. There was no question about whether you should say that or not, because that'll put them on notice that being in a hurry and only shooting three nails into a shingle isn't going to work for you as far as you're concerned, and it shouldn't work for anybody, but it does work for a lot of people. So, yes.
Here it goes, and then I can say, here's the angle. Well, okay, can they put that in writing, and then I'll list the other things, and then I can say, well, my insurance company wants it. I can say it that way. I can say my insurance company wants it, and I can, because whenever I mention an insurance company wanting something, I get their attention a bit.
Well, so a roofer, when a roofer company knows that an insurance company wants it a certain way and a certain thing, they're going to do that because they know that's where the money's coming from.
Okay, so I'm getting some leverage on the situation then. Okay, yeah. So do that, and then I can list all the points down. If I may slightly change the subject, have you all come across a good site that really talks about how a roof should be done? And I'll preface that by saying I've looked at what they do in Dade County, Florida, and they're really into the water there, bless their hearts. Oklahoma seems to be more tuned into what we're like, where it's land and tornadoes and that kind of thing. But I have yet to find a concise site that says, here are the six things you should do for high wind, and yeah. And it's kind of universal. Have you folks come across anything like that?
I think if I were to look for something like that, I would probably go to This Old House website and check how they do roofing, because if it's done by This Old House, it's done correctly, for sure.
There it is. This has been a slice. I've taken up too much of your time, and again, your caring and your humor and your wonderful musical comments, which I would not have known about, it really makes it a great show. I'm a first-time listener and just so glad to be speaking with you. Well, all the best to you guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And remember, the more you know about that particular subject you're putting on roofs, the better off you're going to be, because then you'll know whether they're doing it right or not. Thank you, Rachel. Have a great weekend. All right.
I wanted to mention, that's from Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
That's the wind belt up there. She had some very legitimate concerns and questions. And
isn't there some kind of great basketball player from there?
I think so. And there may be an eclipse happening up there shortly, too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, the eclipse. I have a couple of 13-year-old twins live at my house, my granddaughters, and the school system is giving out glasses so that people can watch the eclipse. And a lot of her roommates are saying, we're going to take our glasses off and look at that. I said, well, you know, you tell them they might as well take a fork and stick it in their eye and do the same thing. Don't look at the sun directly when the eclipse is happening. And that I need to say for sure. Hey, take a minute to say about Revel Ace Hardware. Best hardware store in the sound of my voice. They have so many great stores here in central Mississippi, all over the state. They're wonderful, wonderful people. They know what's going on. They have an outdoor power equipment center in Pearl, where they've got all the outdoor power equipment you'd ever need to mow your lawn or mow your neighbor's lawn or go into business in the lawn mowing service and the yard care service. They've got tillers. They've got weed whackers and lawn mowers and all the parts that are necessary to take care of all of these items. Revel Ace Hardware service, they care so much about service and care so much about what people take and what people do. They will make sure that when you go into a Revel Ace Hardware, you get what you want and you come out with not having paid more for it than you would pay at Big Box Home Center or someplace else. Revel Ace Hardware, great people. Enjoy their sponsorship of this Handyman Show. Thank you, Rebel. We appreciate you. All right. We were talking a little bit about Build Mississippi and being that Build Mississippi is just an initiative of the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation. Well, as I was saying, last week a gentleman named Ron called, and he spent his life in construction industry. And he's a great example of what can happen to anybody who has the heart and the desire to get into this industry. And Build Mississippi is working towards that goal, being able to find a place for you if you want to use your hands or use your mind and get involved in the construction industry and or the building industry. They really have a great training facility, and as well as they recommend colleges that you may go to, junior colleges or trade schools, and they have simulators at their achievement centers or where they learn. This past week they had a skill competition down at the Trade Mart, and Brent is going to be here. Brent Bean is the president of the Build Mississippi. He's going to be here in the next week or two to tell us a little bit about what happened at that skills competition and who is going to state or national. They go from there to national, and then we'll talk about that as the time comes. But I think Ron, who has done so much in construction, can really speak well to how being involved in the construction industry or the building industry in Mississippi is a good thing. The growth industry of this industry is like unbelievable. The availability of jobs in this industry is unbelievable. But it does take a person that knows how to be dependable. Boy, there's a word. Dependable. Can you be dependable? Can you be to work on time? I think I said it last week, and Ron may have sent this in. If you have an appointment at 9 o'clock and you don't show up till 9:05, that's not good. And Ron said, Ron's statement was, or somebody, I think it was Ron, said, 10 minutes early, you're on time. At 10 o'clock, you're late. He said, when you get there right on 10 o'clock, you're running late. So get there early and get your job done. It'll do you a lot of good to do just that. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be right back in the short message coming up.
Visit the Grammy Museum, Mississippi to experience Highway 61.
Traveling America's Music Highway now through the fall 2024. This exhibit will take visitors on a journey down the famous Highway 61, exploring music sites, artifacts, and celebrating the artists that played a major role in shaping American music history. Artists like Muddy Waters, Ann Peoples, Dr. John, Conway Twitty, and Bobby Rush, to name a few. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events,
visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Pick you up, and that's what we do. We pick up the fallen.
That's right. That was kind of what I was, insinuating. This is the place that you break something, it doesn't work out, you fall to pieces, you don't go, I have no salute. Give us a call.
That's what
Buddy's here for.
We're plan B, huh?
Once you reach that spot where once you go, oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
I don't know where to go from
give
here.
Give Buddy a call.
Call and we'll talk about it. I may not know where to go either, but I probably know somebody that does.
Well, that, and there's some handyman psychology to this, too. Make you feel better about it, laugh about things,
realize that
everyone has limitations, and you just, as you said earlier, the more you learn, the more you know.
The more you learn, the more,
and the more power you have.
And again, your attitude has so much to do with it. You have to have a can-do attitude. If you decide that something is beyond your ability, then it's going to remain that way forever. Until you decide that you can do something, it's not going to get done, period. That's all there is to it. All right. Almost all construction, any type of construction, uses some form of technology, whether it's the loggers the woodworking people in the mills and the shops, and the people who are making plywood, or the people who are cutting lumber down to size, they're all using technology to do this. Technology has really become a big part of the construction industry. And as time goes on, we're finding that more and more and more is being done with technology. For instance, just have a service tech of any unit in your house, even the city department that comes out to check on things like your water, they come out with a laptop, and they check it that way. Everything is being done by computer nowadays, and computer chips run so much of what we do in the industry. And by the time lumber gets to your hands at a big box home center in a lumber yard, it's been touched by technology 150, I can't even count the times. Technology has an awful lot to do with it. So technology is a good thing, but there are limits. And I think we should be aware of those and probably place a limit on the exposure of some of the advances in technology, which can be a little bit scary at times. I just thought I'd talk a little bit about technology in that sense. Hey, Atlas Foundation, good foundation company. You talk about slab foundations that need repair or need something done to them and need to be corrected. Well, Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation wants to do this for you, and he can do it very well. He knows about all the different soils in all the different areas in Mississippi and how they are affecting your foundation, and can do the correction all the way to bridge depth as far as the depth is concerned before he starts correcting your foundation. And the beauty of it is no large trucks are concerned. You don't need 150 people around your house digging holes underneath. It's all going to be done with two men and a truck. Atlas Foundation. Good people in the foundation business. If you need your foundation taken care of at your house, at your business, at your church, any place at all, you call Tony Arpino at Atlas Foundation, 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation. Good guys in the foundation business. Well, you've got a steel patio door going out and back, or you've got steel doors going out into the garage, and they've been up for a few years. A little bit of rust is beginning to show through. Well, you can let it go, or you can fix it. I really believe it should be fixed. A little bit of rust is not a big problem. When it starts rusting out, it's going to be a big problem. It's going to need replacing. But if you have just a little rust showing, the best thing you can do is sand it down. Sand it smooth where the rust is just about all gone. And then once that's done, you would go ahead and prime it with a rust inhibitor, some sort of primer that will do just that, will inhibit the growth of rust. Like red oxide primer really does that exceptionally well. But I think kilts and all those make some sort of rust inhibitor primer, and that should be put on first, and then the finish coat be put on top of that. That'll make your steel door last so much longer. And then for those folks who are buying replacement steel doors and going to the big box home center and picking one out off the shelves and bringing it to their house and going to install it, they should understand that that is a good door unit, whether they pick it up or the contractor who's going to install it picks it up and brings it to the house. But long before it's installed, it should be laid down on its side, and the bottom of the jams is probably raw wood. Well, that needs to be sealed, and that can be sealed with paint. That can be sealed any way. In other words, raw wood should not sit on concrete ever. They do make door bottoms which go across the entire door bottom, including the jamb that covers the concrete that it sits on, so that this problem is kind of alleviated a little bit. Those are good investments. Not many around, but you can find them. They're available. Door bottom, and it works really, really well. But if you're going to install a new door, not only should it be painted and sealed so that the water doesn't wick up into the door frame, but then a bead of some kind of caulking along the bottom of the sill and the jambs is a good idea, like a heavy-duty construction adhesive or a heavy-duty silicone. And then up the sides where the door meets the trim and comes around, it should all be caulked in place with an acrylic latex caulking. And that prevents all of the air from getting inside of your home as much as it can. And then before the interior trim is put back on, the space between the door frame and the rough opening, which there should be a little space between there, that should be filled with spray foam. Window and door spray foam works well in insulating that. Doing anything you can to prevent air from getting into your home. The steel door itself has a very good weather stripping system on it, has a very good bottom on it, and is a pretty good door. But if it's not installed correctly, it's not going to be as good a door as you wish that it were. Installation is very important. And I guess that falls under just about any type of construction. Insulation is really the difference in whether it's a good job or whether it's just hey, let's put this up and walk away. That can create a lot of problems. That can create an awful lot of problems. Just putting up and walking away. Don't do that. You need it. You need it done right. You need it done just exactly right. All right. A few people have been complaining lately about algae on roofs, and I've talked about this before. Anything that builds up on your roof is not good, like pine shrub, particularly if it stays in a particular valley for a long time, can really create a problem. Get rid of it. I've just looked at the clock and we're out of time. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloak. We do it each Saturday from 10 until 12. I'll talk to you next Saturday right here at the Build Mississippi Studios at Super Talk. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305. Or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.